Sarah Black, a Director of Public Policy and Leadership Development for Michigan Farm Bureau.
Sarah, farm bill debate getting underway this week. As far as what is known at this point from Farm Bureau, any updates on how this could be affecting Michigan farmers or farmers in the U.S. and maybe some of the important amendments coming forward?
Yes, so the House today has begun consideration. Actually, they started last night of H.R. 2, which is the new farm bill, Chairman Conaway's bill that was reported out of the Agriculture Committee. And the Rules Committee met for 2 days to determine what amendments they were going to allow to be presented on the floor. There were over 100 that were filed, and the Rules Committee has narrowed that down to just a little over 50. So there's about 50 amendments that the House is going to consider starting last night, today, and tomorrow. And there are several of those, depending on if the members of Congress actually go through with them, because they can offer them and withdraw them, of course, that would be problematic for agriculture, and several that would be very good. So just from a process standpoint, we expect the House to start considering those this afternoon and maybe even having some roll call votes on some of the bigger ones yet this afternoon. And then we expect final passage through the House as early as tomorrow.
Sugar policy, potentially one of those areas that especially Michigan is watching. What has been some of the proposed amendment discussion and what we know so far?
Sugar policy is one that's gaining a lot of attention. This was also debated in the last farm bill when it went through. There has been an amendment filed and accepted by the Rules Committee. It's actually Rules Committee Amendment Number 1 by Representative Fox out of North Carolina that would make a lot of changes to the sugar program that would not be beneficial. And so that is one of the amendments that Farm Bureau and, of course, the sugar industry and a lot of the ag groups are opposing, partly not only for what it does from a sugar standpoint, but it sets a precedent in terms of our ability to work with trading partners and a precedent for, you know, kind of pitting one commodity, putting a commodity on a different playing field than the other commodity. So it just sets a number of bad precedents if it were to pass. But the feedback that we're getting from Washington, D.C. today is that there are not enough votes to pass that amendment.
It is an amendment of contention with Conaway himself. What has he said to Farm Bureau groups and others that makes it even more concerning?
I think Chairman, I'm not going to speak for the chairman, but I think that Chairman Conaway has been very open and accessible and upfront with the large coalition of groups that have been working on this bill, that there are some amendments that are problematic from a process standpoint, and I think this is one of them.
If that was to pass right out of the gate, Amendment 1, what do you think could happen after that?
Again, I can't speak for the chairman, but I think there's potential if that amendment passes that could really derail progress on the whole bill.
As far as what can be done in this short-term debate process, so what are you asking of Farm Bureau members?
You know, we would love it if farmers in Michigan would just take a quick minute from the cab of their tractor, if they're out working in the fields or wherever they're at, and shoot a quick message to their U.S. congressperson, so their member of Congress in D.C., to let them know how important the farm bill is. It's H.R. 2, and that, you know, big picture, we just need to keep progress going on this, and we'd like to see passage in the House. This is only the first step. There's a lot of work that's got to be done yet. We expect a Senate bill here yet at the end of this month, and eventually these two different bills will go to conference. So this isn't the end all. This is just the first step, and the important message here is just to keep it moving.